Our next image can be found behind you, under the staircase. It's titled Lost Mountain at Sunrise. A large, silhouetted obelisk reminiscent of the Washington Monument dominates the right foreground of the print, Lost Mountain at Sunrise. In the background, arising from circular bands of light to the left, appears Lost Mountain. Located in Cobb County, Georgia, this mountain was important during the Civil War as the southwestern point of a line of Confederate troops marching toward Atlanta under the command of General Sherman. In the text accompanying this image in Harper's, Sherman is said to pause in his advance, admiring Lost Mountain's beauty. "The scene," he says, "was enchanting, too beautiful to be disturbed by the harsh clamors of war. But the Chattanooga lay beyond, and I had to reach it." In this image, one can imagine the small form to the left of the obelisk to be Sherman himself, admiring the view. His small presence is outsized by the towering obelisk, which includes at its base the silhouetted caricature of a Picaninny. This radicalized image of a small black child was most notably memorialized through the character of Topsy in Harriet Beecher Stowe's 1852 anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. Seated, leaning against the monument with arm outreached, it's difficult to distinguish the child from the large shadow of the monument itself. Carol Walker is known for confronting audiences with the taboo-laden territory of racial representation in her work. In order to read her images, viewers are compelled to reenact a process of interpretation that distinguishes between black and white figures based on caricatures. Significantly, these caricatures were solidified as an enduring type during the 19th century through circulating postcards, romance novels, and minstrel flyers, which featured types such as the Picaninny, the Mammy, and the Jezebel. Walker's work demonstrates how these caricatures have been internalized and forces viewers to confront the long history of discrimination and violence central to racial representation.